This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. The civil rights movement reverberated throughout the nation 50 years ago. Selma may have been the scene of the Bloody Sunday confrontation, but hints of what was to come are part of the lore of communities all over the South. Back in the 60s, Gee's Bend, Alabama was a small town of just under 1,000 people that relied on a ferry to get to the county seat of Camden to do business and to vote. When Martin Luther King Jr. came to town, he told the people of Gee's Bend to board that ferry and cross that river.
Most important thing he spoke about, what this was all about, for us having the right to vote.
But the town leaders in Camden took that ferry away, says Rosetta Anderson, a decision that marked the community's politics to this day. Joel Bernstein is a producer for Retro Report and says even after the ferry came back to Gee's Bend, it remains a symbol of the quiet divisions between the races in a place the civil rights movement almost forgot.
You have to go back to 1846 when a guy named Mark Petway brought 100 black slaves over to Gee's Bend. This was about 15 years before the Civil War. And the blacks just stayed generation after generation. After emancipation, they were tenant farmers. And then during the Roosevelt administration, there was a program to let the people on Gee's Bend own the property, own their homes. And during the 60s, Dr. King came over and spoke at a small, rickety old church and told the people they have to get out and register to vote, which meant that they had to take the ferry over to Camden. It was really the best way of getting there. They could drive, but very few people had cars.
And the ferry was what you used in those days.
The ferry was what they used, and it wasn't really – you know, it was not the Staten Island Ferry. It was a small little raft. But nevertheless, it was their lifeline into Camden, where they not only had to go to register to vote, but they went to shop. They went to see doctors. So when the white segregationists took the raft off the river, that really meant hard times for the people of Gee's Bend.
And here's how those hard times felt in the words of Earl Hilliard, who is the first African-American elected to Congress from Alabama since Reconstruction.
When you realize you're talking about, in some cases, an hour or hour and a half before you can get medical service, you can realize the impact that that had over a period of years.
So it started with voting, but it ended up affecting everything in the community.
Exactly.
How long did this last?
Well, it's amazing. Things move slowly down south. It lasted for 40 years, came back in 2006, not a little old raft the way they had before, but a good-sized, real ferry with a captain and everything.
And African Americans understood the significance of both the absence of the ferry and its return, but the white mayor of Camden, Max Baggett Jr., seems not to have understood the significance of this at all. Listen.
I don't think there has been that terrible relationship between the blacks and whites ever, particularly the ones in Gee's Bend.
Black people will tell you that they're in political control. For the exception of Max Baggett, most of the political holders in Wilcox County are black. But white people own the banks. They control the money. So the blacks still have to come to the whites to get loans. And it has the highest unemployment rate of Wilcox County year after year. So people are impoverished down there.
How do you think the story of Gee's Bend relates to 50 years after Selma and the history that we are remembering this year?
Well, Gee's Bend is only about 35 miles from Selma. And Gee's Bend, I think it's very symbolic of the entire civil rights movement and how whites treated blacks back then in the 60s.
Joel Bernstein is a Retro Report producer with the story on Gee's Bend in Alabama, about 35 miles from Selma. Thanks so much, Joel.
You're welcome.